Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In a previous program, Extension educator Dave Boxler talked about how a new insect pest of cattle could be moving into Nebraska soon. The Asian longhorn tick has been moving slowly westward and has been reported in a few surrounding states. On today's program, Dave talks about some management and control methods should the tick get established here in Nebraska.
There's a lot of issues that are associated with this particular tick species and how you try to manage the tick once it's found. It is very susceptible to the synthetic pyrethroids that we currently use for fly control and for lice control. So using something like that would help reduce the population of either the larvae or the nymphs and the adults. Now, once the tick completes its blood meal, which usually takes anywhere from 3 to 6 days, it usually leaves the animal and goes seek shelter, usually in wooded areas under leaf debris and things like that. So pastures that have associated windbreaks or wooded areas are an ideal situation to have this tick develop. Another climatic issue that is, or a concern that is involved in this particular tick life cycle is that it requires a very humid environment. So I'm wondering that, you know, if we're out in western Nebraska, we may not be able to see this tick because of the environmental issues since it's so dry out there, but we're not sure. I think that'll be established as once this tick is identified in Nebraska. But there's some management cultural practices that have been employed by people at University of Tennessee and other universities where they will fence out livestock from the wooded areas, so exclusion, so they can't get into the wooded areas. Also, maintaining a short buffer strip of grass, say 10 to 15 feet wide between your pasture and a wooded area, helps reduce the chance of getting the tick. So also, if you do have the tick established in your pastures, pasture rotation is another tactic that can be used. Some people will resort to burning their pastures. That's not really too well received in our area of the world. So I think you have to probably rely on exclusion and probably pour on sprays, even oilers, to help reduce the population numbers. So it's going to be a little different approach to how we manage ectoparasites with this particular tick. And unfortunately, there's really no treatment that is effective against the pathogen, the filaria. So a producer really needs to be observant of his cattle, especially during, say, ear tagging or branding. Check and see, look around the animal to see if you can see any ticks. Now, these ticks are going to be fairly small, small as a sesame seed. So that kind of complicates, you know, searching for them. But if the numbers start to increase rather dramatically, it should be pretty obvious to a livestock producer that there's something going on there. And they need to certainly alert their veterinarian. And if they can collect a sample, that would be great, putting it in a little jar of rubbing alcohol and taking it to their veterinarian for positive ID to make sure it is the tick that we're talking about.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.